Some 31,000 students and their teachers will be heading to class today, Wednesday, November 30, as schools remain open across the Tri-Cities. However, parents can keep their children home if needed, according to School District 43. They may have to trudge through some thick and partially frozen slush, however, in areas where sidewalks haven't been cleared. Meanwhile, TransLink has warned riders to expect delays on some routes due to last night's snowstorm. The storm slowed buses and many returned to the depot late, resulting in some cancellations. Twitter is the best way to find out if your bus has been affected. Bus routes hit by Tuesday snowstorm last night. At least two critical Tri-City bus routes were affected by the storm, according to TransLink, including the Moody Center 183, which had to detour, and the 160 Kootenay Loop, Port Coquitlam Station. This morning, TransLink is urging people to allow extra time for travel. As much as 15 centimeters of snow fell overnight in crews in Port Moody, Port Coquitlam and Coquitlam worked on clearing Priority 1 routes, which include main arterial routes through each city. Meanwhile, those using food banks run by Share Family and Community Services are able to pick up hampers as the much-needed service is open today, according to CEO Claire McLean. In Port Coquitlam, crews worked hard last night on Priority 1 roads and resources will be deployed to do Priority 2 roads this morning, according to the city. Parks crews are focused on sidewalks and letdowns in the downtown core and priority trails. Extra resources will also be assigned to opening up the areas around catch basins to allow the melt. A freeze is anticipated tonight that we will be preparing for, Mayor Brad West stated in an email. Commuting routes in Coquitlam cleared. Coquitlam is reporting that it had 12 trucks working overnight and 15 today to clear Priority 1 and Priority 2 routes and local roads. Our main roads are in good condition for the morning commute, and crews will continue to work on cleaning up our local roads. We will be running through the night again tonight, continuing on cleanup as well as dealing with icing issues as the forecast is calling for temperatures to -4°C tonight, stated Brad Lofgren, Director of Public Works. Coquitlam residents can expect no garbage collection today to allow crews to catch up on local roads. Garbage collection will be bumped by one day, and recycling collection for Thursday will resume tomorrow, Lofgren stated. There are no road closures in Coquitlam currently. Pedestrian routes cleared in Port Moody. In Port Moody, there were 5 trucks out overnight, as well as additional staff clearing pedestrian areas to ensure they were clear for this morning's pedestrian commute. We prioritize how we clear roads and pedestrian areas to provide a high level of safety on busier routes. Priority 1 roads are major routes that allow movement across the city and connect with regional roads and highways, stated Jeff Little, manager of operations. More snow coming Friday, freeze conditions meanwhile, crews expect to catch up on snow clearing and start salting again for tonight's below zero temperatures. Lofgren said crews will also be working to plan for the next snowfall, which could be this Friday. While Environment Canada has ended the snow warning, it is predicted temperatures to drop to -4°C tonight, with temperatures between 0°C and -4°C Thursday, with possible snow Friday. Douglas College closed this morning. The Coquitlam campus of Douglas College is also closed to classes this morning. Any classes before noon are cancelled, the website states, and there will be an update at 10 a.m. this morning. SFU's Burnaby campus is closed until 10:30 this morning, but Surrey and Vancouver campuses are open, according to the website. Morning all at Share Society offices are open today and food bank distribution is on as scheduled. Let's all travel safely and exercise patience and generosity today, please. Take care. Blue Heart Snowflake. Blue Heart Hashtag Snow. Claire McLean, at ClareEatShare, November 30, 2022 morning. Port Coquitlam, the snowfall warning has ended. Hands clapping. Medium light skin tone crews worked hard last night and focused on Priority 1 roads. This morning resources will be deployed to do Priority 2 roads. Parks are focused on sidewalks and letdowns in the downtown core and priority trails. pic.twitter.com/ensure82j2n, City of Port Coquitlam, at City of Poco, November 30, 2022. Good morning folks, we are out clearing, salting and sanding bus loops, parking lots and SkyTrain stations, but please use caution, ensure you dress for the elements, allow extra travel time and watch hashtag rider alert or https://t.co/poopkivkar for the latest updates. @ckpic.twitter.com/gz1rkoalt, translink bc, @translink, November 30, 2022.